Welcome to Safety Chats. Host Jason Stark, Director of Safety at Baldwin Safety and Compliance, shares decades of aviation experience and a passion for safety. Let's get started with this week's Safety Chat.
Hey, y'all, welcome to the Baldwin Safety Chat Pod. That's right, this is where we talk about things usually related to safety and safety management systems. I do think the topic of today's podcast, which is critical thinking, it does have a very profound impact to what we do as safety professionals in terms of helping the organization manage the SMS in identifying risk and mitigating risk and bringing it under organizational control. But having said that, let me rewind for a second. It was a lot of fun coming to you at the last podcast from AUVSI Exponential 2022. And we kind of posed the question, will safety management, as it currently is, with the four components, 12 elements, will the traditional safety management system framework work in the UAS organization? We just kind of threw it out there. And how it leads into this is there is a lot of influence right now, as we saw in the UAS world, about as far as establishing, you know, flight departments for UAS and establishing safety management. There is a lot of influence from the manned, or we should say crewed, flight world. So a lot of those ideas are coming over into UAS. And it only makes me think that the UAS organizations should think critically about adopting some of the precepts from the crewed flight world to see, will it really work in their organization, rather than just taking it at face value because it's worked in the crewed flight industry. So that leads, I think, well into, on the bigger picture, thinking critically. I have to admit that I've been susceptible to this, and I've seen many other safety managers and other flight department leaders, and just leaders in general. It doesn't have to be necessarily in the aviation segment. They seem to forego critical thinking when critical thinking probably is something that's being called for. And part of the problem is we get into this shiny object syndrome. I'm just going to call it that. Shiny object syndrome. We like to latch onto anything new or shiny. If it's packaged right, if it's sold by an individual with a lot of initials after their name, put in a book that sells many copies, we tend to look at it like, wow, this is the panacea for all my problems. This is it. This will solve all the problems. This will work. I'm going to do this because it is sold right. It is packaged right. It is said by this so-called expert. And the problem is, do we really know? And that's where critical thinking really comes into play. We're seeing now in the safety space, we're seeing some of these new ideas emerge. Some of them are referred to as Safety 2, which kind of encompasses HOP, or Human and Organizational Performance, and Resilience Engineering. We're seeing these kind of blend together kind of to this newer paradigm of how safety should be. And if you listen to some of the experts in this Safety 2 space, they really like to frame a lot of the safety problems in that framework. You can read more about Safety 2 and HOP, but there's a big emphasis on the organization processes and less emphasis on human behavior. And that probably could be a problem. But I'm not even going to get into that argument. What I'm saying is that we're seeing these new movements come, and we're seeing some organizations just latch onto them because they sound good. It's new. It's refreshing. It's more affective-based, means more feeling-based. They also have concepts like complexity and resiliency, which is kind of cool just to think about. But do we take the time to think about it critically, or are we just taking it at face value? And this could be anything in life, actually. Do we take the time to really understand what it is? Will it work? And does it really bring you too closer to a truth? And there was actually, and I was very happy to see this, I'm going back to Safety 2, HOP, and RE, which is Resilience Engineering. There actually was a paper published just recently where the author took a critical look at these new views on safety, if you will. Really came up with some good things, really some good counterpoints, with the question at the end saying, why can't Safety 2 and, well, let's just call it Safety 1, what we're used to, why can't they exist together? That was the result of critically thinking about what Safety 2 is. So critical thinking, what is critical thinking? I'm going to read this definition to you. Critical thinking is the intellectually disciplined process of actively and skillfully conceptualizing, applying, analyzing, synthesizing, and/or evaluating information gathered from or generated by observation, experience, reflection, reasoning, or communication as a guide to belief and action. In its exemplary form, it is based on universal intellectual values that transcend subject matter divisions, clarity, accuracy, precision, consistency, relevance, sound evidence, good reasons, depth, breadth, and fairness. Whoa! Let's boil it down. Critical thinking is the ability to think clearly and rationally about what to do or what to believe. That's what it comes down to. It is taking in all the information. It is synthesizing that information. That means putting it together to create a concept and then making an informed choice. What this does is, one, it helps us to really reason in the face of groupthink, and it also helps us avoid selection bias. Selection bias, if you want to know, thank you for asking, if you did ask, but selection bias is this tendency, and we all fall prey to it, that when we believe something or we think we believe something, we tend to only search for information that supports our belief. In critical thinking, we're going to try to find all views for and against a particular topic that we're now holding in our mind to critically think about. So critically thinking allows us not only on fads that are coming through in safety too, but when somebody comes into your organization, such as an auditor, and that's a whole different podcast on the expertise of auditors, if they really are experts and are they really giving good advice. But when you have auditors come in and they give you a finding because they say you think that you need to do it this way, and a lot of times as organizations, and maybe you don't do it so much as we did, but we would change it like, oh, they're the auditor. They know what they're doing. They're credentialed. We're going to do it this way, whether or not it actually worked for us or whether or not it even made sense. And that's the point. We didn't take the time to critically think about it to where we could say, no, that's not going to work. And you could perhaps be wrong, but let's work it out and come to a good solution by taking in all the information rather than just your opinion, your bias. So critically thinking helps with that, how standards or auditors or even regulators may be telling you how to do things in your organization or telling you how safety management is. That's another big one. Well, we see people have various different ideas about what safety management is and how it actually works. They espouse these ideas and lay them down like they're law. It has to be this way. And so we see organizations adopting it and it really doesn't work. It leaves them more confused. Can we pause and critically think about the information and the guidance that is provided to us? And again, that critical thinking is the ability to think clearly and rationally about what is being said so that you're not doing everything at face value, but you're thinking clearly and rationally about what to do or what to believe. So you're not believing just for belief's sakes or because it's packaged, right? But you're thinking clearly and rationally about it. I hope this makes sense because it really is important.
If you are thinking about upping your safety training, or maybe you are in need of CAM credits for aviation manager certification, you should think Baldwin. Visit baldwinvirtualtraining.com to learn more. Now, back to Safety Chats with Jason Stark.
So what are some of the attributes of critical thinking? It's important to note that critical thinking is just not a matter of accumulating information. You could read a ton of books, regurgitate some of the information, quote, well, so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said that, and all I'm doing is just basically throwing up what other people have written without a conviction myself. Accumulating that information is not critically thinking. The accumulation of information is part of critical thinking, but it's being able to synthesize that information and then put context to it and then be able to use that information to support or refute your belief. And that's a big part of critical thinking. How many of you ever saw Good Will Hunting? And there was that scene in the bar where he was just kind of rattling off things that he was learning from books. And Will Hunting, he basically refuted that and said, well, yeah, you got that off page so-and-so. What else are you going to regurgitate? Do you have a thought of your own? That student wasn't thinking critically, wasn't taking that information and making sense of it as part of supporting his or her beliefs. So critical thinking can also be seen as having two components. You have a set of information and beliefs generating and processing skills and the habit based on intellectual commitment or using those skills to guide behavior. So when we critical think, we're going to use that information to generate beliefs. We're going to use those skills to guide how we're going to behave and how we're going to act based upon the belief that we generate from taking in the information, synthesizing it, like I said, understanding it, and then putting it into context. And then critical thinking also varies. This one's important, but critical thinking varies according to the motivation underlying it. So if we say we're critically thinking, but we're already biased towards a solution and it's a selfish motive, then basically you're manifesting that selfish motive and you're also manipulating others based on the fact that you're saying you critically thought about it. But if it is motivated out of selfishness or trying to confirm, like we talked about earlier, selection bias, then you're actually end up manipulating people. Whereas when you ground your critical thinking in fair-mindedness and intellectual integrity, that is said to be of a higher order of intellectualness. It's when you can critically think without a bias, which is hard because as humans, we do have biases, we do have preferences, we have leans towards certain things. But when we can sit there and disassociate ourselves from our passions, from our self-motivations, and say, okay, this is the topic at hand. Let's get all the information that we know about it, whether good or bad or for or against. Let's take that information, let's put it together, create a big picture, and then make a decision if this is a belief we're going to adopt or we're going to refute. It really needs to be out of a fair-mindedness and not out of a selfish motivation, so you're not critically thinking in order to manipulate. And then my favorite really is that critical thinking is really compatible with thinking outside of the box. Because when you critically think, a lot of people think that critically thinking is putting yourself in a box, that it's keyholing you to tradition, where actually it's not. When you critically think, you have the opportunity to challenge tradition. You have the ability to challenge the status quo, which is really kind of cool. I mean, have you ever heard, well, we've always done it that way? And a lot of people shrug their shoulders, okay. But if we could really critically think about it, if we could take that and say, okay, it's always been done this way. Why is it done this way? What information do we have about how this is done or how it could be done? And then how could this possibly be better? And then when you do that, when you challenge the consensus, you can then pursue maybe less popular approaches, but they may be more effective and more beneficial and more rewarding approaches. So critical thinking is not about thinking in the box, but I would argue that it's thinking about outside of the box. So getting back to why we should critical think, just a few points, and I'll wrap it up. We should critically think so that we're informed, so that we're not here and there and just kind of blowing where the new fad is and the new ideas are, but that we can be grounded in what was a higher order of intellect, so that we could be grounded in this, in fair-mindedness, and so that we could stay a course. Also, when we can critically think, we can make rational decisions on how we're going to execute safety management. Now, I'm bringing this back into our role as safety managers, but we can make rational decisions. And again, this goes into, you know, whether we're getting guidance from auditors, from standard bodies, from, you know, Bob down the corner, from Joe Regulator, whatever it may be, we're able to take that information, and rather than just take it as law, we're not bound to the next fad. So we can make good rational decisions. And this even goes into the smaller scope when it comes to solutions to a given safety problem, whether it be in risk mitigation, whether it be a corrective action. When we can take all the information in, rather than, you know, maybe just jump on the bandwagon, oh, we'll just train it, or oh, we'll just put out a notice, well, maybe there's better ways to do it. It's the ability to critically think about it that's going to get you there. Again, with critical thinking, we're going to be informed. When it comes to investigations, this is very important because status quo seems to like to lean towards, well, the person made an error, so that's the problem. When I think we all know we're past that, but when you can take all the information in about a particular safety event, you don't fall into a bias, a confirmation bias in this case, that you don't really find information to point to the front line, but you find information to point to all of the system, you can become a better investigator the more you practice critical thinking. And then when it comes to reporting safety management information, when it comes to reporting performance, even if it's not popular, you can say that based on all the information that you're not biased, that you can report what is true. And you can have all the information to support that truth because you sat and took the time to take that information, to synthesize it, and come up with a decision or come up with a belief. And then, like I said, when it comes to auditing, don't settle on the popular opinion, whether it be one of the alphabet soup auditing standards. Just don't take that at face value. Everybody's got an opinion. You can take that information and you can use this information to critically think and come to beliefs and decisions on your own. And it's good to share them. Because then part of critical thinking is sharing that belief and getting feedback about it. And then taking that information on the feedback and coming up with your refinement if needed. This idea of critical thinking, when it comes to the UAS world, it would behoove a safety manager in a UAS organization, prior to just jumping on the bandwagon saying that, well, this is what's working in the crewed flight environment, so it has to work here, to actually critically think and stop and say, okay, these are the elements that may work in the manned flight industry, but our industry is a little different. We have different people, different infrastructure, different operating missions. What's going to work for us? Take all that information to think clearly and rationally about what to do or what to believe. So I encourage all of us, including myself, that we take the time, and despite all the myriad of popular opinions that are coming out, just take a moment of pause and think about it. So there you have it, a little bit on critical thinking. I hope it's something that inspired you. I really appreciate you listening. Thanks for doing what you do out there. I really do appreciate all of you trying to make this industry better, not just necessarily safer, but just better towards excellence. And I appreciate that. I hope to see you on the next one. Stay safe.
This podcast is brought to you by Baldwin Safety and Compliance, the leader in safety management for the transportation industry. Since 2004, Baldwin has been providing state-of-the-art solutions and 24/7 support to the aviation and transportation industries. Baldwin's clients include all sizes and types of transportation operators. Baldwin provides safety and related business services to commercial and non-commercial transportation operators, medical transporters, FBOs, MROs, airports, flight schools, UAS operators, firefighters, OEMs, ground transport operators, and others. Visit BaldwinSMS.com to discover how Baldwin can enhance your organization's safety program.